This is Colorado Public Radio News. I'm Pat Mack. Information technology, the ability to keep computerized records of everything from inventory to customers, has revolutionized almost every important sector of the American economy. But healthcare still lags behind. A majority of American doctors were not even using electronic record systems until last year. The White House has made pulling medicine into the digital age a priority as part of its healthcare overhaul and says its strategy is working, but it's a big lift and it's going to take some time. CPR Health reporter Eric Whitney has the story.
Dr. Allison Kemp is a researcher at the University of Colorado. She works on keeping kids' immunizations on track. That's hard if children see different doctors every year.
That happens a lot. They get seen at one site, then their insurance changes, they go to another site. So there's a lot of potential for record scatter.
Colorado has a place to pull all those scattered records together, a computerized central registry where any provider who gives a kid vaccine can enter that information. So if the kid shows up in a different clinic later, staff can log into the registry and make sure they're not doubling up or missing a critical booster shot. Here's what drives Kemp crazy. The state's computer system is not connected to most of the ones doctors are using. So even though a lot of clinics now have electronic record systems, they don't update the central database. It's just too much extra work.
A very small minority of practices can actually automatically upload their records. Most practices are having to do double data entry, where they enter information manually into the registry.
And if it's not current, doctors can't rely on the registry for a kid's vaccination information. This is just one small example of the digital disconnect that's holding healthcare back, says Dr. Art Kellerman, a policy analyst with the RAND Corporation. He says the ability for doctors to easily share information is the exception in America, not the rule. The result is that the healthcare industry isn't benefiting from the computer tracking that's transformed manufacturing, retail, and banking.
You think about it. You can take your ATM card and go to any ATM in the country and withdraw money or even move your accounts from one account to another. You can't do that with health information technology today.
Kellerman's published an article in this month's Health Affairs reflecting on an earlier study that said information technology could save America $81 billion a year by making healthcare more efficient. He found actual savings scant and that many doctors say electronic records make them less efficient. Some of Kellerman's criticism is valid, but some of it's not, says the doctor in charge of leading American medicine's digital transformation. He says transferring patient information is a lot more complicated and important than getting $20 out of a cash machine.
People talk about the ATM, and that's 7 data elements, and they charge you $2.50 for shipping those 7 data fields over. We're talking thousands of data fields around things that are life and death.
Dr. Farzad Mostashari is the White House's National Coordinator for Health Information Technology. His office is constantly at work just getting scores of medical record systems and vendors to agree on standards, everything from how to code for different diseases, drugs, and procedures to sharing data.
We have actually these meetings on average every 3.5 hours for the past 3 years.
Mostashari says the number of doctors and hospitals using electronic records has doubled in the last 2 years. He admits there are growing pains, but says the government strategy is helping.
It is a work in progress, and it's going to be hard work, but it is way, I think, too soon to be saying, oh, this is such a disappointment.
Mostashari says it'll be another 6 years before the government's IT strategy starts showing big savings. He and Kellerman both agree there's a chicken and egg problem. Every practice easily using compatible record systems would help patients get better care, but doctors still get paid based on the number of procedures they perform, so there's little incentive for them to use technology to eliminate duplicative tests and stop relying on handwritten notes. RAND's Art Kellerman is hopeful that the Affordable Care Act's emphasis on the quality of care will help.
As we shift American healthcare and start paying for value rather than volume, start paying for the best quality care and the best outcomes rather than who does the most stuff, who orders the most tests, or who orders the most consultations from other doctors, then I think you'll see IT becoming a tool for efficiency and high performance.
It'll be slow and creaky, but Kellerman says it's got to happen. Eric Whitney, Colorado Public Radio News.
This story is part of a partnership between NPR, Colorado Public Radio, and Kaiser Health News, an independent news service.